All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 10 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Gubernatorial candidate Bob Stefanowski is joining us. Hey, Bob, somebody sent me this funny idea for a commercial for you, so I'm going to send it to you. I'll produce it, and I'll send it your way, see if you like it.
Okay. All right. Are you going to give me a hint?
Well,
is it the audio of Bigfoot that you have?
No, I'll save that for a special occasion. That can be for your acceptance speech.
That'll be my closer, Ed. We'll just play the audio of Bigfoot.
Say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm humbled to be your new governor. Here's Bigfoot. And then just drop the mic and walk off stage.
I know you and I enjoy these covers. I don't know whether anybody else does, but I really enjoy
every
week. I forget we're on the air sometimes, and I got to catch myself.
Oh man, that would be a phenomenon. That would be a nationwide speech. You'd get
that would be on ABC News. Stefanowski finds audio of Bigfoot.
Stefanowski,
Governor
thanks.
Governor of Connecticut discovers Bigfoot audio tape.
Thanks, supporters, and then plays Bigfoot audio and walks off stage.
And then walk off.
Oh man. I don't even remember. Anyway, I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Hey, one other thing before we get serious. Did you know that today is National Middle Child Day? So for all those middle children out there.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing, Lee. You know, how many kids do you know they grow up, they do what their dad did, or they do what their mom did? Do you think it's nature or nurture? Is this stuff genetic, or you've got the same kind of interest that your parents did? Or do you think it's because you watch your dad every day? You know, of course, my kids don't want to be an accountant or a politician, but what do you think it is that develops kids? Is it just embedded, or is it parental, or a little bit of each? Probably a little bit of each.
No, I think, all right, so I'll give you my opinion. I think it's more genetic than what people want to allude, and I'll give you an example. So my biological father wasn't the greatest guy, but he wasn't around.
Right.
But my life, my life interests align almost identical in some cases with him. Right?
Being an athlete?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well there you go.
Well, I mean but the things like even some of the things like that he liked that weren't even athletics. I never talked to him. You know what I mean? I might have saw him half a dozen times in 20. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think there's something to that. There's a genetic part of that, but I don't know if it's like if your father was a brick mason, and would you be a brick mason by genetics? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think though tendencies and things like that, likes and dislikes, are definitely genetic.
Really,
that makes sense. That's my own opinion. Well, what about you? What do you think?
I don't know. I think that the nurture part, you know, what kids see, obviously how you raise them, what values you instill in them, which is why I want government out of the way. I don't want government telling me what I got to tell my kid when he's in kindergarten. Right?
Right,
government should be teaching a curriculum, not social things. But I think it's a little bit of each. I don't know. It's interesting. When I see someone who's doing exactly what their parent did.
Right.
To your point, is it that kid loves engineering, or is it I want to please my mom or my dad because I saw them do this their whole life, and I think they'll like me if I do it myself. Yeah. I don't know.
I think now that I'm thinking about it a little bit deeper, I think it's a split because you know if I look and fast forward. So I gave you the example of my biological father, but if I take a look at my stepfather, is probably the hardest working person that I've ever met in my life. So it's like that. I feel like that was instilled in me. Like I get up and go to work every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I get that. One of the things I'm proud of my daughters. Everyone, they're all very, very different, but their work ethic is amazing.
Right, because of you.
And they've got a lot of things that I never had, but they're not arrogant. You know, they don't take it for granted.
Right.
So I think the value side. But anyway, happy Middle Child Day to all those middle children. That's got to be a tough place to be, though, you know? You're not the first, and you're not the last, obviously.
Which one of that was Jan Brady, and who was the middle? Peter. Jan and Peter
Pete
Brady.
Peter Brady, yeah.
Oh, man.
I always felt bad for Pete.
How do we know that? Like, you know, you forget what you had yesterday for dinner, but you remember that's Jan and Peter Brader.
You remember, this is totally irrelevant, the one where Peter's voice was changing.
I love that one.
He did the song. And he was going to get kicked out of the band, but then I found a role for him with the quirky voice. We got to talk for an hour.
Oh, man, that's tremendous.
Talk about things people are...
No, that's the most... these are the most important things that people are dealing with on this Friday. I mean, without question. I mean, those are the things that really matter.
Peter and Jan Brady. Yeah, it should be Peter and Jan Brady Day.
All right, so hold on. Let's go back to the late 60s. Here we go. Hold on.
Autumn turns to winter.
We gotta hear this.
And then winter turns to spring.
Great.
It's not just seasons, you know, it goes for everything.
Clouds can turn to rain and then it just might snow. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you know, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't let the tide come along for the ride.
Oh, man, come on.
Now, let me ask you this. I know people are deciding who to vote for governor, but could you ever have played the Brady Bunch with Governor Ned Lamont on the phone?
Actually, now that I think about this, this could actually be your song. It's time for a change.
Time for change.
This is it. We just accidentally found your new theme song.
When I do a rally and stuff, we could play the Brady Bunch.
Oh, man. I love it. Actually, well, now that we've mentioned this, there was a time for change, and Patrick Sasser's now your new guy. This is his new theme song.
We can have that be Peter's voice. Now, I know we got to move off this topic, but do you think his voice was really changing and they had to do it, or was this all made up? Because he was that age.
I think it was probably made up.
I think
it was probably made up. I mean, maybe it was a little bit of, but he was like, time to change. Remember that? All right, you want to take a quick break and we can come back?
Yeah, I don't know how we recover.
All right.
We just cost people 10 minutes of their lives. They're never going to get back.